Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the
episode. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about creating an exceptional life. Now, what do I mean when I say this? Why am I bringing this to you? So the reason that I'm talking about this today is because this is something that currently I'm working towards. By no means, I all the way there yet, but I remember a few years back just having almost an awakening and understanding that what I was doing was putting me on a quick path to nowhere. I wasn't living the life that I wanted to be living. I wasn't achieving the things that, you know, in my head I wanted to achieve. And as a result, I was, like I said, on a path to nowhere. And so I hit a day where all of a sudden, you know what? I got sick of the path that I was on. I got sick of not really feeling like I was going anywhere. And in turn, I realized it was time to make a change. And when I realized it was time to make a change, I decided that I needed to start internally. And this is the place where I really want to start with you guys as well. When it comes to creating the life you're trying to create, you need to start with the person you see in the mirror. Because everybody wants to achieve exceptional things. Everybody wants an incredible life. Nobody looks at, you know, the people living in the mansions, driving the fancy cars, doing all of those things and thinks, nah, for the most part, some people might. However, most people see those kind of things and want something like that, but either A, have no idea how to get it, B, feel like those kinds of things are impossible, or C, just want to hate on it because that's easier than trying to figure out how to get there. And this goes the same thing with, you know, something like an athletic career as well. You know, if you look at athletes at the top level, a lot of people are looking at them thinking, how the hell am I supposed to get there? It doesn't make any sense. You know, there's no path. I don't know how to do it. Oh, it's easy for them, but my situation's different. And so what you've got to understand is that to create an exceptional life, you need to be an exceptional person. And that doesn't mean you need to be, you know, crazy different than everybody else. It doesn't mean you need to be born into special circumstances or anything like that. But it starts, like I said, with the person you see in the mirror. And number one is making choices that other people aren't willing to make. So one of the first things that I started realizing when I started having that little bit of an awakening and realizing that, you know, I wasn't on the path that I wanted to be, I wasn't doing the things that I wanted to do, was I was just living like everybody else. You know, I was going out drinking every weekend because that's what my friends were doing. I was, you know, sleeping in, I was doing whatever. I was just kind of, I was half-assing everything I came across. And so the first thing I started realizing, I was like, okay, if I want to win, whatever the definition of that might be, I need to play the game differently. I need to do different things that other people aren't willing to do. So little by little, as I started realizing that, I started cutting certain things out of my life. And little by little, as I started realizing that, I started changing the way I approach certain things. Like I started setting little challenges for myself and little things as simple as, like, you know, I used to stop and eat out quite often, you know, just grab Tim Hortons on the way to work or stop after work and grab whatever. And then I would set a challenge for myself to be like, okay, for the next 7 days, no matter how badly I want it, I'm not going to stop and eat out. I'm going to cook every single one of my meals. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to do anything other than just cook for myself. And then when I started stacking little wins like that, I started realizing that something as simple as that, and don't get me wrong, even as I say it, I understand that doesn't sound like a big deal. But when you start stacking the little wins and making the choices of, you know, discipline over convenience, instead of conveniently just stopping in and picking up some shitty food on the way home from the gym, the discipline of getting home, cooking the proper meal, and actually eating something that was good for you, and setting that goal of 7 days in a row and achieving it started to make me realize, okay, when I put my mind to something, I can do it, right? And again, when you're living very just along with everybody else, do the things you feel like doing all the time, not really putting any extra work into something like that, stacking little wins like that is huge, right? So number one is making choices that other people aren't willing to make, because the majority of people, if they say, oh, I want to stop at Tim Hortons, they just stop at Tim Hortons. And if you're not in Canada, Tim Hortons, Canadian, I guess fast food, would you call it fast food? Canadian fast food chain. And, you know, so they just stop and do it. But making those little choices that others aren't making is the first step to creating the life that's different than theirs is. And the second thing I really started realizing is I needed to work on myself as a person. So this kind of like falls into point number one as well. But I really started working on myself as a person. Okay, I didn't know if you guys, I didn't know if Tim Hortons was around, but I saw a comment come in saying Tim Hortons is in Buffalo as well. So maybe it is a little more international than I realized. But the second thing was working on myself as a person. Now, I realized when I started wanting to make these shifts that there were a lot of things that, you know, I just felt like I was born with. Like one of the things was, you know, I just felt like I was always disorganized. Like I just never had any kind of ability to organize myself. And that was a story I would tell myself every day. Oh, you're just disorganized. Oh, it's easier for other people. It's harder for you. It's, you know, it's okay. It's not your fault. You're just disorganized. And then little things like that, that when you realize, hey, you know how you start getting more organized? You fucking work at it instead of just saying it's okay, you're disorganized. So I started working on little daily habits. The other huge, huge, huge one for me when it came to working on myself as a person was self-talk. A couple of years ago, even just like within the last few years, I would talk to myself worse than I would ever permit somebody else to talk to me. Like I would do something as simple as like lose my keys in my apartment and I'd be walking around calling myself an idiot, being like, fuck, how do you survive, you fucking moron, just like going off on myself. And then I started realizing that it's like, man, every time you speak to yourself like that, you start putting that identity in your head. You know, you view yourself as an idiot because you talk to yourself like an idiot. And if you want to achieve an exceptional life, if you want to create something better for yourself, you can't talk to yourself that way. You can't create the identity that you're an idiot if you're trying to achieve something great, because those just don't line up. Right? So one of the really important things that I started focusing on was self-talk. Every time I would catch myself saying something like that, I would consciously stop myself and be like, no, you're not an idiot. Made a mistake. It happens. Just find your fucking keys and you'll be fine. Move on. And then more and more and more that I spent time consciously working on that, the less and less I started feeling it pop up. And the more and more I started gaining confidence in myself. And another part when it came to working on myself as a person was other people's opinions. And for somebody who's big on social media, it's funny to say that now, because if I was worried about that kind of stuff now, this would be a very difficult life. But other people's opinions were horrifying to me. Like just, I would always be worried about it. I'd always be thinking about like, oh, what's this person going to say? Or what's that person going to do? Or if I say this, this person might think I'm stupid. And then every single day I started reinforcing with myself again that I'm living my own life. These people are all living their lives. And what they think of me is none of my fucking business. And the reason that that was so important, guys, is because when it comes to achieving high-level goals, when it comes to creating a life that you're actually looking to achieve, like a life that you can actually look back and be proud of, you know, whether that's myself, my business and everything I'm doing, or whether that's you with your athletic career or anything else you're doing, then you need to be able to put yourself out there. You need to be able to speak about your goals. You need to be able to just confidently walk in your own skin. And that wasn't something for a long time that I felt like I could do. But as I started to reinforce what other people think of me is none of my fucking business, and I started to build that layer, I guess. I don't really know what to call it. I started building that mentality in my head. I started realizing that it's like, if I just focus on me and the things I'm doing and what I'm trying to achieve, and I don't worry about what people think, I'm going to get a lot further, a lot faster, because I'm not trying to say things a certain way to make somebody happy. I'm not trying to, you know, hide away from talking about this because that might upset this person. I'm just being fucking me. And if you like it, awesome. If you don't, sorry. And that was a game changer for me when it came to working on myself as a person as well, because, I mean, especially running a business and being very active on social media, some of the comments and some of the DMs that I get on a weekly basis at this point just make me laugh. But if I had been in that old mindset, would just shut me down. And so the other thing, if you're looking towards achieving an exceptional life, that I really want you to take away from this is start working on who you are as a person. Start working on those insecurities. Start working on, you know, that stuff beneath the surface. Because whatever it is you're trying to achieve in life, if you're too worried about what your mom might think or what your friend might think or what some random dipshit on the internet might think, then you're not going to really go all in on it because you're trying to make everybody else happy. But if you could just say, fuck all that, I'm going to focus on what I need to do to achieve the things I want to achieve, you're going to get so much further, so much faster. And the coolest part about that is then those people who you were worrying about, you know, what they might think or what they might say, they're either going to get on board and everything's going to be fine, or you're going to realize they weren't that important anyway. You see what I mean? And then the last thing, and this one I really, really want to hit home when it comes to creating something exceptional for yourself, is creating a vision of what you want that life to actually look like. You know, if you're just going through every day, training for the sake of training, going to the gym because that's what you're supposed to do, you have no idea what you actually want out of it, then what are you doing? You're kind of just going through the motions. And I'm not saying everybody needs to want to be a professional athlete or everybody needs to want to be a world champion, but why are you there? What are you hoping to accomplish? Where are you hoping to go with it? Because I know that when I approach every single day now, my goal is to work with some of the highest level athletes in the world. My goal is to travel and teach at different gyms the methods and how I get the results that I do with my athletes. I know my goal is to provide a lot of information, as much information as I can for free, to help as many athletes as possible out there with their training. I know that, you know, personally, my goal is to be 100% financially free to the point where I don't have to think or worry about money anymore. And I'm able to provide a life for myself and my family that I'm proud of, that I can look back on and say I was able to do everything that I wanted to do in my life. And so when I wake up in the morning, it's not difficult for me to make the choices that other people aren't willing to make. Make the choice to wake up early, make the choice to work longer hours, make the choice to say no to, you know, going out drinking or doing whatever else it is, because I understand what I'm working towards. So by creating the vision of what you actually want life to look like, by spending time every day working on yourself as a person, working on improving on your insecurities, working on changing bad habits into good ones, working on the way you speak to yourself, and then by simply making choices that others aren't willing to make, you can start to separate yourself from the pack. You can start to put yourself in a better situation. And you can start really stepping on the path of achieving the life that you want instead of settling for the life that you've been told you should be okay with. So that is it. That is all, guys. I hope you got some value from that. If you did, I would love to know what it is. Drop me a comment, drop me a message on any of my social media platforms, and I would love to hear from you. So guys, that's it. That's all. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.